Welcome to Stand Out, for entrepreneurs and small businesses who want to stand out in their industry and grow their business. I am Diana from monogrampublishers.co.uk, and in this show, we'll explore how to increase authority, define your unique value proposition, and create products and services your audience will love. Welcome to episode 9 of our Monday Monologues. In this episode, I'll discuss a very powerful and underrated accelerator to getting to where you want to go, wherever that might be, professionally or personally. And to illustrate this powerful method, I'll tell you the story of Tony Robbins. I'm sure most of you have heard of Tony Robbins. Today, he's probably the most famous personal development coach, motivational speaker, and author. In his early years, Tony was fascinated by the concept of modeling, a principle he learned from the work of neuro-linguistic programming co-founders Richard Bandler and John Grinder. One of neuro-linguistic programming's principles focuses on the potential to achieve rapid personal change by modeling the behaviors, thought processes, and strategies of highly successful individuals. Tony started applying these methods in his own practice as a coach. He studied videos and recordings of top performers and influential speakers, dissecting their patterns, tonality, body language, and communication structure. He understood that to accelerate his path to success, he needed to absorb and replicate the essence of what made these individuals exceptional. One of Tony's early applications of modeling was as a seminar leader for Jim Rohn, a well-known and esteemed motivational speaker and author. Tony closely observed Rohn's speaking style, his way of engaging the audience, his timing, and his use of language. By mimicking these aspects, Tony quickly refined his own speaking abilities, which became instrumental in the growth of his own practice. And even beyond speaking, Tony applied the principle of modeling to various domains of personal development and business. He looked out for masters in fields such as finance, health, and relationships, learning from their successes and their failures. This approach not only saved him years of trial and error, but also allowed him to offer a wide range of solutions and strategies to the people he wanted to help. And today, Tony is considered a master in his own right, having helped millions of people improve their lives through his seminars, books, and videos. So this episode is exactly about this. How can you mimic the masters in your field, use the maps they have left behind, and follow in their footsteps? Throughout history, the greatest achievers, be they in science, art, business, or sports, have often credited their success to learning from their predecessors and mentors. These past mentors are more than inspirations. They're literally showing you their shortcuts and the pitfalls to avoid. So what does it mean to model the masters? At its core, this concept involves a three-step process: observing, understanding, and adopting the strategies, mindsets, and habits of those who have already achieved what we aspire to achieve. So we begin with observation. This first step is about more than just watching successful people. It's about studying their paths, decisions, failures, and importantly, their recoveries. It's analyzing their work ethic, or maybe their relentless pursuit of innovation, or how they bounce back from failure. Through observation, we collect the raw data of success, noting the behaviors and patterns that maybe stand out. Next is understanding, and understanding really goes deeper than observation. When we understand, we dissect the why behind the actions. This step involves peeling back the layers to get to the underlying principles driving successful decisions and actions. It's about connecting the dots between a master's choices and their outcomes. The final step is adoption. This is where inspiration turns into action. Adopting the mindsets and habits of successful people isn't about imitation. Rather, it's about integrating their proven strategies into our own lives in a way that's authentic to us. It's asking ourselves, for example, how can I apply Warren Buffett's investment philosophy to my own financial decisions? Or how can I incorporate J.K. Rowling's discipline and creativity into my own writing process? Modeling the masters isn't just a strategy, it's an accelerator for personal and professional transformation. Psychologically, it helps build belief in the possibility of our own success. Seeing the tangible achievements of others, especially those we admire, boosts our motivation and confidence. It shifts our mindset from, can I do this, to how will I do this? Practically, modeling provides a blueprint for success. Clear goal setting becomes easier when we have a concrete example of what those goals can look like. It also enhances our strategy formulation, allowing us to adopt proven methodologies and adapt them to our unique circumstances. What is also great about this process is that because we have a blueprint, we know the way, and this helps provide resilience to navigate any setbacks or challenges. All we have to do is continue on the path, taking consistent action, following the blueprint, and allowing for the transformation to take place. The next question is how to find the masters to model. It's naturally very important to clearly define what success looks like in the area you are focusing on. This gives you a clear image of your goal. The more specific you are, the better. Based on this goal, determine what are the specific skills you will need guidance on. And again, the more self-reflection here, the better, because you have to make a list of all the soft skills and also the hard skills you think you need to reach that goal. Then do a search for high achievers in your area, people who have already achieved what you want to achieve. This could be industry leaders, maybe people you work with who are further along the path you want to follow. If you find people who are not necessarily accessible to you, find ways to engage with their content. Chances are they have written books and have an online presence, so look out for that content and study it. You can also choose a historical leader and read their biographies. Look for the patterns, mindsets, and perspectives they had that were pivotal in their success. Their stories will also help you understand the process they went through and will give you a more accurate idea of the journey. You'll notice that the success of these people will hinge on a few universal principles like resilience, focus, hard work, innovation, creativity, ingenuity. And by adopting these universal principles of success, you can build your foundation regardless of the field or how the world might change in the future. For example, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. Gates has often spoken about how Buffett's mentorship taught him about business, not just through specific advice, but also through modeling values like generosity and the importance of thinking long term. Another example, Oprah Winfrey and Maya Angelou. Oprah considered Angelou not just a mentor, but a mother figure, guiding her through personal and professional challenges with wisdom that Oprah still shares with all her audience today. And going back in time, Alexander the Great and Aristotle. Aristotle was Alexander's tutor, and his teachings on philosophy, ethics, and politics shaped Alexander not just as a conqueror, but as a leader who wanted to integrate Greek and Persian cultures. So mentors also help navigate the complexities of this journey. One of the greatest challenges in the process is maintaining your authenticity while integrating the traits of others, because as we start to model people's behaviors and habits, we might start to dilute or hide traits we think don't fit into this new version of ourselves. And to become a master yourself, you have to stay true to who you are and your core self. A few things you can bear in mind. Adopt only those traits and habits that resonate with your core values and vision for your life. It's not about becoming a replica of someone else, but about choosing aspects that genuinely fit with who you are and who you want to be, and align with your deepest values as a human. Adapt the traits you admire to your unique circumstances and personality. This might mean taking the work ethic of a successful entrepreneur and applying it to your artistic goals, for instance. So don't copy, learn and adapt to you specifically. Regularly reflect on your transformation journey. Ask yourself which changes feel genuine to you and which might force you into a mold that doesn't fit you. This reflection ensures that your growth remains aligned with your authentic self. So let's summarize this power strategy and give you some actionable steps you can take to try this out yourself. Start by having a clear goal. If you're new to this podcast, check out episode 7, which is all about creating your North Star, which will really help you understand the importance of having a clear vision of where you want to get to. Then determine what are the gaps in your skills and knowledge today and do a best guess here. As you progress, you will find that the more you learn, the more you realize what you don't know. So for now, just have a guess and also include the universal success principles we talked about before, like resilience, being able to bounce back from failure, leadership skills, focus, hard work, creativity, etc. Then think about who out there in the world has reached the destination you want to reach and that you will be able to learn from. For example, for me, I've always known that marketing and sales are areas I need to get better at because as a designer, it's easy for me to create services and products, but the getting it out there is where I have traditionally struggled. So I found mentors that resonated with me in marketing, and I'm in the process of learning from them, reading all their books, their online content, their courses, etc. So from experience, I would advise choosing one or two people to model in a specific area rather than overwhelming yourself with too many perspectives. Ideally, learn from one, max two, and learn everything you can. After this experience, you'll know enough to determine who you want to model next. Every step you take lets you literally see more, and you can make much more informed decisions from this vantage point. Study everything about them and write it down. Is it how they communicate their ideas, their confidence, their content, the language they use? Get clear on what it is that makes them so good. Start to practice incorporating some of these traits in your own daily routine. Start small and see how these traits feel. Also, bear in mind that they might feel uncomfortable at the beginning because they are new. So don't discount them too quickly. If you feel uncomfortable, that could be a sign that you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. So notice this as you practice and make changes to fit your own personality or style. Also think about metrics you could use to measure your progress. At the beginning, set the measure for where you are starting from, and this will give you that baseline. If you want to be an amazing public speaker, for example, maybe record the first times you give speeches so you can compare in the future. So find ways to objectively measure your progress. And also two crucial elements in this process, be consistent and patient. Consistency will build the skills and will allow you to tweak them as you progress. And patience will help you stay on track, be kind to yourself, and keep the necessary momentum going. One final word of caution here. I share this as a massively impatient person. Don't let the process be dependent on motivation. I am often not motivated to do what I have to do, but I still find a way to do it. And I find that one bulletproof way to make sure I keep consistency and patience is to focus on making whatever it is I need to do a habit. So that way, no matter what, I am taking steps in the right direction. This episode is not necessarily about habits, and maybe in the future I'll create an episode on this specifically because it's hugely, hugely important. But the best way to ensure you reach any goal is to take steps every single day towards it. Remember that this process is a marathon, not a sprint, and the process of modeling success is a dynamic and very personalized process. It's about drawing inspiration from the best and then tailoring their strategies to fit your very personal journey. Thank you so much for joining us, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks for listening to Stand Out. Our podcast can be found in all the podcast platforms, and you can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.monogrampublishers.co.uk.